Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
As we continue to exalt the name of the Lord together,
I will exalt your name. I will exalt your name. I will exalt your name. Oh my God. I will exalt your name.
Go! headed home to ground that's higher than the ground you're standing on. You're just a pilgrim passing through. Just look at what's ahead of you and stop.
We're going here on the Good News Station. Well, friends, the phone lines are open, and we hope to hear from you. We are holding. We are T-minus $37,153, and it seems that we're holding there for a little bit. But we can move on.
Yes, we can.
We'll get that clock rolling. You know, one of the things that we've been trying to share with you is that need for Christian radio, what the need is. And, you know, the need has always been there for the Word of God. It has never, there has never been a time when the Word of God was not needed.
That's right.
You know, we always needed to get the Word of God. And I was thinking about, you know, some of the things I've heard recently. You know, I was talking to a fella just last week, and he was talking about meeting a woman. Remember, we mentioned it yesterday. Huh. Meeting a woman that had no idea about anything to do with the church,
yeah,
or God. Just, you know, it just was a non-issue, mm-hmm, in her life. And I was thinking about a passage of scripture that you find in the book of Hosea. Now, those of you that know the Bible, maybe you've heard this before, and we've heard this verse before. We've heard it quoted, and it's found in Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Now let's just stop right there before we go any further. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Whose people? His people.
That's right.
The people of God. He's talking about Israel. And when we think about the peril of spiritual ignorance today, what peril is there? You know, does it matter? Does it matter whether people know right from wrong? Have you ever thought about that? I mean, giving it serious thought, not just it matters. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, but giving it serious thought, what does it matter? How much does it matter? In what way does it matter? You know, these are the theological questions that people get into, you know, when you start discussing the Word of God. You know, it's a lot deeper. Sometimes a lot of things seem to be, you know, very evident, and on the surface, it's about as deep as it goes. You know, we think. But when you start thinking about spiritual ignorance, the lack of knowledge, what does it cost us? the lack of knowledge of God, the lack of spiritual awareness of God, the lack of the understanding of Christ. What has it cost us individually? You think about the times, some of you out there listening today, think about the time that you were unsaved. What did it cost you emotionally to walk without God in your life? What did it cost you spiritually? What did it cost your family? You know, I know a man that spent years just living like he wanted to live, doing what he wanted to do, drinking, drugging, running the streets. What did it cost his wife? What did it cost his children? I know a young woman out there right now that is just living like the only person in the world she's concerned about is herself. What's it costing her husband? What's it costing her family? What's it cost? What does it cost her children? You know? What does spiritual ignorance cost us emotionally? How about just think about what it cost you financially? You know?
That's right.
How much money did we waste on riotous living, as the Bible calls it? The peril, the cost of spiritual ignorance. You know, the people here, he calls them, he says, my people. He says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. These were the people of God that had been in bondage in Egypt, and God had delivered them.
That's right.
You remember the story. He led them out of Egypt.
Yes, he did.
I watched a thing on the internet the other day. I was looking at the evidence for the Exodus. Someone sent that to me, and it was a thing I watched. It was quite interesting, talking about, you know, where did the Israelites live in the land of Goshen? Where was that in Egypt? And when they left, which direction did they go? And where was Mount Sinai? And where's the evidence that they crossed the Red Sea? And all of that, it was quite an interesting thing. But these people, when we get to the book of Hosea, we're talking about they had been through the Red Sea. This was a people who their history was that God led them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. I wish that we, you know, we think, well, it would be so easy if I just had a pillar of cloud showing me which way to go.
Yes.
These were people that were fed with manna from heaven.
Thank you, Lord.
Whose shoes didn't wear out for 40 years of travel in the wilderness. Who had marched around the walls of Jericho and the walls fell down. I mean, these were the people of God. They had this in their history. Now, and you think about this, you know, we hear this in the church today. Well, years ago, people used to pray all night long in the church. Have you been to a church lately where they pray all night long?
No. Can't say they do.
Well, I'm meddling now, aren't I?
Come on.
Have you been to a place where there's a great revival taking place? Well, it happens here and there, but it doesn't happen without people putting in the work for it to happen. We read in our history about the great revivals of the of yesterday. You know, the Wesleyan revivals. We talk about people like Jonathan Edwards and Billy Sunday and these great evangelists, and you know Billy Graham, the Great Crusades, and we talk about these great moves of God as though they were long ago and far away, and we wonder where is that today? What has happened? Because of spiritual ignorance. You see, there's a lot of spiritual ignorance that's to be found in the people that the Bible is telling us about. They had seen God move, and they begin to serve God with their lips and not with their hearts.
Yes.
There are many that try to justify ignorance by saying God is unknowable.
We can't understand it. It's too hard to understand this book. And they kind of make it up as they go along. We need the truth of the Word of God like That's we've right. never needed it before. And I don't mean to get on here and preach a message here today, but I'm just letting it well up from within mm-hmm. me because of the need for Christian radio and the need for people to understand what this ministry is about and what the need is. Because if you go out there, you know, have you ever seen on one of the network channels, there's a fella that goes out and he asks people questions and, you know, things that, to me, it was stuff I learned in elementary school. Mm-hmm. Like, who was the first president of the United States? Mm-hmm. And he's asking this from people on college campuses and they can't tell you who the first president of the United States was.
That's amazing.
You know, you wonder what school they go to. But go out and ask some people some of the basic spiritual questions that we teach our children in Sunday school in the early years of their formative years about the things of God, and they don't have a clue. And we wonder why the world's in the mess it's in. Well, we need Christian radio like we've never needed it before. I need to simply ask you that are listening, if you understand the direction I'm going, I may come back to that in a little bit. But there's a tremendous cost to our society and to our world and to our families and to our homes because of the spiritual ignorance that is out there. And Christian radio provides for you an education. I'm going to tell you what, we were talking about R.C. Sproul earlier. R.C. Sproul, Michael Youssef, David Jeremiah, Charles Stanley, Adrian Rogers, some of the local pastors. They have an insight and an understanding that they pass on to you through Christian radio every day that helps to make your life better. We've had people that were on the verge of divorce and they heard something on the radio and they made their marriage work. There's a man I know, he's been... They were split up. They were on the verge of, it's done, it's over. And he heard something, went home, and he got back with his wife, and he made it work.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
You see, this is the value of Christian radio. So friends, if you understand what I'm saying, you understand what the importance of this radio ministry is, I'm asking you, would you make a gift of support today to support this kind of ministry? A ministry that is shining a light into the spiritual darkness right here in South Florida. Our phone lines are open at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Toll free from anywhere.
1-888-221-8990.
1-888-221-8990. A line is ringing. Maybe you can add your gift to that call. It's there. It may be a gift. I don't know. But, friends, this is important today. Mm-hmm. It really is important. And we can sit idly by and think that the world's going to get better on its own.
No.
But it's not.
No, it's
unless
not.
We proclaim the good news.
That's right.
The gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no hope. But there is hope.
There
and
is
that hope,
hope
is in Jesus Christ.
Yes, it is.
Well, friends, we're going to get back to some music. This song, I think it's appropriate, The Ancient Path. We need to walk in it. We need to hold on to the things that we've learned and known to be true.
Yes, we do.
The phone lines are open to take your pledge of support today. Toll free, 888-221-8990.
Have you lost your way in this world, child? Have you fallen prey to the ways of man? There's an ancient path by a peaceful stream that will lead you home. is an ancient path by a peaceful stream that will lead you home, my friend. Do you know the one who has loved you, who became your sin on a Roman cross, left his throne on high to redeem your life and save the one who's lost? Left his throne on high to redeem your life and save the one. Can you hear the voice of the Savior saying, come to me and I will give you rest? Come taste and see that the Lord is good, and gain his righteousness. Come taste and see that the Lord is good, and gain his righteousness. Have you lost your way in this world, child? Have you fallen prey to the ways of
no one cared for me like Jesus. All right, no one cared for me like Jesus. Well, I tell you what, you know, God is so good to us, and he has cared for us time and time and time again. You ever think about anybody caring for you like Jesus? I don't think they do. That was Cammie, and Cammie is right here in Florida.
Oh.
Her mother, Meredith, down at Ed Hill Tours.
Oh, is that where?
Yeah, that's who Cammie is. Oh. All right. Well, listen, our time is 11:28 here at WCNO. The phone lines are open. We're trying to share with you the needs that we have here. Now, right at the moment, we have no matching funds. Now, I know that that's a good thing to have from time to time, but they're none available. But the need is still great, and we don't want to burn all this time. You ever... burn money? You say, no, I don't burn money. I don't have enough money to burn. But, you know, we do burn a lot of money. You know, when I was growing up, you know, they would tell me something like this. Shut that door. Are you born in a barn? you know, because they didn't want to heat the outside world when the heat was on inside. You know, that would be burning up money you don't have. Well, sometimes we just, we're burning daylight. Burning money, I don't know. Trying to get something done, and sometimes you work and you work, and it doesn't seem that you're getting anything accomplished. We trust that maybe that through our efforts today, something, you know, at least the Word of God is going out. We know we're sharing our hearts, we're sharing the Word of God, and hopefully we're doing something that's worthwhile for the kingdom here today at WCNO Radio. But it's been a little quiet here the last little bit, and we need... for the people of God out there to get on board and help out. Jesse called. He needs prayer for health and protection and financial aid. He needs God to watch over him and help him stay on the path that he has for him. And so, Heavenly Father,
yes, sir.
We lift up Jesse to you in prayer today.